Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. And tonight, I have Jennifer August on the show.
Hello.
And that's so cool. And we really just met. Like, this is our sort of cyber meeting. But that, to me, those are the most exciting shows, I will be honest. Exciting because, you know, I don't know you that well, so you could be a psycho killer or anything, really. It could be.
This could
go any direction.
Yes, it could. I am always
like
how high my body count is. What's that?
Oh. Like a hitchhiker. I don't pick up hitchhikers anymore.
Not anymore.
No. You know, way back in the day when you're stupid in college, and of course before the world changed and got scared, I'm old. So it used to be sort of benign to pick up hitchhiker, but now I'm like, oh no, I'm so sorry, no, no,
yes,
too many,
exactly,
too many movies have occurred.
Well, I know I've seen way too many signs along the freeway in between Dallas and Austin saying this is a prison zone. Don't pick up anybody on the side of the road. So I agree with you there. Yeah.
We don't have those signs. Oh, I haven't seen that. That would freak me out. That would, yeah, that would,
yeah.
That would seal it for me right there.
You don't even want to pull off to this to the convenience store to get any gas. You're like, nope, no. It's just going to go.
You're like, I'll just push it if I have to. I don't know what I'll do, but I'll figure something out.
I will punch through the floorboard and go like Fred Flintstone.
I will Flintstone this thing.
That's right.
Well, you know, you see a guy in an orange jumpsuit with his thumb out, I think you need to keep driving. It's just a thought, but wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
We don't have those signs. Maybe, no, that's not true. So I'm sure in the area, like around Folsom or so, they would say, if you just happen to see somebody hitchhiking, don't do it. You know,
yes.
But now I'm going to be looking for those signs. As a writer, do you find that you notice, like, quirky things like that and you tuck them away in, like, a dark file that you know you're going to pull out and use?
Yes. I've actually gotten myself into trouble with the police, the fire department, and the FBI. For similar things.
Oh, you know? Is it all at once? Or,
well, no.
Or on separate occasions?
Three separate occasions, actually.
Wow.
Before I knew what I was doing as a writer, I had an idea for a story. So I called my local fire department, and I did not introduce myself as a writer. And
uh-oh.
I said, hey, I need to know what kind of flammable material could I use that would burn down a wooden frame house in 20 minutes and not leave any trace? Yeah. So the guy said, let me get your name and number, and I'll have somebody call you back.
Somebody
and then
call you back, as in come out there with a car and talk to you.
Yep.
And
yep. It was the Texas arson investigators who called me. You know, I'm like, I'm a writer.
Oh, Jennifer. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, one writer 101, you always want to preface that with, I'm working on a book. And here's what I'm after. Also, I worry about my hard drive these days with, you know, everything that's on my, like, all the searches. I'm just thinking, wow,
yes.
My Google history is, wow. But you didn't learn your lesson, like the FBI, I mean, the fire.
No,
so here's what I'm going to know. The fire department comes out, and you realize that really didn't go well. But thank God I'm not in jail.
I did learn my lesson, because then I had a question about the sheriff's department. So I went to a gun store, and I gave them my business card. I even had a copy of my book, and I said, okay, listen, I've got to frame a sheriff, a Texas sheriff, and I need to know what kind of ammunition I could use that would do that but is not going to blow somebody's head off. I need the bullet to be in the body. And turns out that the guy that was helping me was actually a Texas sheriff.
Oh.
And he said, are you sure this is for a fiction book? I said, I promise you this is for a fiction book. And,
but also he's like,
so,
I don't know if I want to share that information out there with the big wide world. Like,
yeah, I still don't even know if what he gave me was real information. So
that, oh, I would lie to you. I would be like, yeah, Elephant Gun 334s are really, wow. We're the only ones who use Elephant Gun 334s. So be sure and put that in your
book. That's right. Only Texas sheriffs use that. You know,
I went down to the local. Yeah, I did. I went to the sheriff's department and set up an interview, called their PR person, and made an appointment to go in and talk to him. Same thing. Here's my business card. But I sent in my website, you know, all this. I was like, here I am. Here's the books. Not crazy. You know, here I come. And here's the problem. He was cute. He was just zippity dang. Wow. Woo. And I'm trying to take notes and focus. I'm focusing. And I got a guy. And he's in a uniform. And there's just, you know, man in uniform. There's something about that. And I'm like, focus. I thought my next interview will be over the phone. I don't think I should go down there anymore. That was the wrong direction for me to go in. But I didn't ask about how to get around a sheriff or framed law enforcement. I think I was pretty benign. Most of the questions were I was a glancing blow.
Well, I think that perhaps is my problem, is that I'm asking my questions, I'm framing them incorrectly. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm saying, how do I kill people instead of, you know,
like you.
What if I did this? Yeah, like you.
So say I want to kill you. How do I go about that? Yeah, it's like, yeah, not really feeling it. What's the title of this book again? What's your name? Jennifer August. Yeah, I'm writing that down. Yeah.
Yes.
You're probably on a watch list right now. I don't know if you tried to fly out of the country, but you might have some issues. I'm just letting you know.
I have flown, but I kind of think I am, because the FBI thing, that was totally not my fault. My son and I were having a conversation.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And he's telling me that the president's limousine carries 3 pints of blood, of his blood, every time he's in it in case there's an accident. And we're at a restaurant, and I said, ooh, I could kill him with that. But probably, you know what I meant. Fictionally, of course. I could
use writer,
that. As a
writer, you're like, if that was painted or there's a problem or, yeah.
Yeah. I can get a mold in there, you know. And so, unfortunately, I was relaying this story to a coworker. And did I mention that I worked in the building that houses portions of both the DEA and Homeland Security, and worked across from the FBI building? So we're in a public room downstairs in a cafe, and I'm telling her this story, and somebody walks by and said, oh, I couldn't help it over here. You're a writer? Yeah, I'm a writer. Do you have a card? Yeah, I have a card. And I give her my writing business card, which has my name and my email and my web address. And not even 2 hours later, I get a phone call at my desk at work asking for me by my non-writing name. and I was chastised.
Wow.
They were like,
scare the bejeebies out of me. So this not filter thing that you're talking about, it's really kind of working against you a little bit.
Yeah, filters, I hear they're really useful. I haven't really found out how to create one yet.
Well, you know, I mean, you don't want to clog the filter, but having one, even any filter, probably a good plan, but it probably makes for great writing. So I can't really tell you, oh, you should fill, but maybe talking about the books out loud would happen less. I don't know.
Yeah.
In public places,
you know, sir. I certainly have learned never to mention the word president and death in the same sentence outside of my four walls.
No. That's never a good move. Like when you make the wrong jokes in the line, you know, at the airport with TSA, you know, within 15 feet of you or so. Like, that's not the time to make the ha, 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 you know.
Yes. Never say you have the B word.
No. Or that, you know, what luggage? I don't know. Some guy just handed it to me. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
They don't appreciate sarcasm.
Lack of humor in those people.
I'm not really sure. Yeah. I think they screen people for it. I think they have, like, jokes, and if you laugh at any of it, you're out. Out.
Right. Good.
But if you just look angry and start to look for somebody you can, you know, frisk, then you're in. You are totally in. So,
yeah,
oh, my God.
Right.
Well, I feel inspired to do your website, which I know, you know, the cobbler, I know you can totally handle it, but I swear, I'm like, oh, you could have hot August nights. You could have just all these great, you know, catchwords and link it all up, and it'd be so cool. And I just love your last name. I think for romance, especially for the hot, you're right in the erotic, the spicy stuff. And I think that's a killer pen name. Congratulations, Jennifer August.
Thank you.
Killer pen name. I'm like, why are there not flames on your? Why is something not on fire?
Why is it not on fire?
What can I do to inspire you to, you know, just have a smoking website?
A smoking a website. I got that because that was, but I didn't want to laugh because I have aspirations of being a TSA agent.
Sorry. That's a good career. And I hear the pension is awesome.
Wait, that's a joke again, right?
It was a great joke, yeah. No,
it was
a pretty miserable, yeah. I don't think anybody loves you. It's like being a toll booth operator, or there's a couple other jobs where there's just no one that's happy to see you or interact with you, right?
Yeah.
IRS agent, of course.
Yeah.
There's like the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, TSA, toll booth, meter maid. There's like a top 10 worst demoralizing jobs. I feel so bad for them. But if you're extra cheerful to them and nice, and you try to be nice, you do get pulled and frisked. I found that out with TSA also. Like, I tried to be the positive ray of sunshine in the line, and they want to know what you're on and what you're up to. And it backfired. So now I'm just neutral. I just
just go through
neutral.
Life with the line. Just I'm good.
Yeah, just
how
FYI, that that ray of like la 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 Sally Fields thing. So not cool. TSA.
Don't do that. Got it.
No. Border Patrol, TSA. Really, really. If you are super happy to see them, then they just know that something's up. Have something.
I'm taking a flight later this year, so I'm going to have to work on no inflection.
Stay neutral. make no sudden movements.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, everybody, listen. Jennifer is awesome. Your cowboys look very good, and there's all sorts of steamy stuff going on here. I just... such a fan of anybody who can bravely write the super hot stuff. I find that as my filters are apparently getting finer and finer, I'm getting milder and milder with my books as I go, not going the other way. So sad. So I'm going to hang out with you more is how it's going to go. I'm going to stalk you a little bit and see if I can pick up some of the tricks of the trade and, you know, steam it up a little. But everybody, look for Jennifer August. Look for her online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, anywhere books are sold. And if you would like to, I don't know, just bring it. Just pick up some of these books because they look awesome. And I am just, I really wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Renee.
I can't wait to see what you do next. Get arrested by the CIA. have, you know, the NSA on your doorstep. It's all going to be fun.
I'm kind of aiming for Interpol, actually. I need an Interpol agent, so,
you know. All right. That's it. Good night, everybody, and thank you for tuning in. Woo! And tune in next week for more of the Romance Bookmark. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.